Holy hell. Things were going well enough already, but then you took your shirt off and Whoa. You are just my type. You know that? Your body is perfect. I've said before though, I like all heights, all body types, all genders, all shapes and sizes, and I do, but you. Fuck, God, you just somehow managed to tick off every single one of my boxes tonight, you know that? Like, damn, Daddy. I don't know what I was expecting when you offered to show me your body, but oh, I was not expecting something sculpted specifically to my tastes and to my preferences, all the way down to every single freaking atom of you. Just wow. I'm so glad you finally took your shirt off for me. And don't get me wrong, I am absolutely enjoying the view, but I think it's about time that you took your pants off too. Don't you agree? Come on, show me. Show me, let me see what you're packing. You know, I'm curious. You know that I want to see it, so show me. Oh my God. No, I just wasn't expecting it to be that big. No, I'm sure that you could make a pussy feel really good with that thing, but I'm just not used to that size. I don't know if it would even fit. I don't think I did I did I did I don't think I could do it. I've said before that I'm the exact opposite of a size queen, but I don't want to make you mad. I know that you want to get off, and I want you to get off too. I know that's the only reason I'm here is to get you off, but I don't think. I don't want that thing inside of me. It's too big. How do you think you could just show me how you do it? I want you to feel pleasure. I want you to feel pleased, and I don't know if I could please you. So show me how to please you. Show me how you stroke it. That's usually how you get off, right? You usually just use your hand. I didn't mean to be rude. I didn't. Please don't hurt me. Please. I was just saying that you're probably an expert with pleasing a cock your size, and I don't think I can do it. I don't think I know if you tried to put that inside me, it would hurt. So spare me the agony. Can you just? I want you to grip your whole cock in your hand. I want you wrapping your full fist around it. And I want you to tuck the whole way up your length. Just slowly, right from the base at the bottom, the whole way up and over. Up and over until only the bottom of your pinky finger is still touching the tip, and then you can slide your hand the whole way back down that thing. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's so big. But get the whole way down. Get the whole way down and squeeze the base with your forefinger and your thumb, and then go up again. Please, please yourself for me. Just work the entire length, nice and slow. That's how you like to start, right? When when I have given hand, when I've given hand jobs in the past, I usually just focus on the tip and on the head, and I've been told that's too much at once, and so don't you do that yet, right? Start by doing it like this. Work that full length and base to tip, whole length. Make your entire monster cock feel good. The whole big dick needs to all feel good. Don't give in to the temptation to just stroke the tip and cheat. You need to rub every single inch. No. No. No, I don't want it in me. I don't... No, I'm not... I don't want you to rape me. I don't want you to rape me, but I know that you need to come, and it's important. It's important that you get your pleasure, Daddy, and you feel good. I want you to feel good. You deserve to feel good. I want you to. I just can't... I just want to make you feel good without breaking my body. I've never had a cock as big as yours. I've never even seen one like yours up close before. I know I can't do it. I don't think I could even I don't think I could even take half of you. Like I said, you need to work the whole shaft. Need the whole shaft to feel good. There's no way the whole thing could fit inside of me. So work the whole shaft with your hand. I need you to rub and squeeze and stroke from the base all the way to the tip. And then from the tip all the way to the base. You can speed up a little. Speed up a little, but please don't put it in me. Please don't put it in me. I can't take my eyes off it. I can't take my eyes off of it. I feel like I'm looking down the barrel of a gun looking at that thing. I feel like I'm cornered prey and I can't help but stare right at the tiger's teeth. I am into rough stuff, but I don't think I could even handle gentle stuff from you without screaming. Please stroke a little bit faster for me, Daddy. Does that feel good? Squeeze a little tighter. You can tighten your grip a little without bleeding. I would absolutely be bleeding from that, but your hand won't bleed if you make it nice and tight for you. Oh my god, I wouldn't even be able to walk. You would fuck the air out of my lungs without even trying to. If you were thrusting it to me even half as fast as you're stroking your dick now, I'm enjoying the show. I like watching you stroke it for me. Hold your hand still. Don't stroke it with your hand. Hold your hand completely still and move your hips instead. Thrust into your fist for me. Thrust into your fist like you'd be thrusting into... I was gonna say like you'd be thrusting into a woman, but how can any woman take that fucking monster dick and survive? Jesus. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Watching you hump your hand like that is... Keep bucking into it for me. It's kind of weird. As soon as I saw it, I got scared and my legs completely slammed shut. I didn't even realize how tight I was pushing my knees together, but now I can feel how tense my thighs are trying to just hold close, but am I drooling? Daddy, could you just stroke the first half, okay? Just keep your hand wrapped around the base and cradle your balls, but don't touch the head. just the first bit of the length and your balls, and just focus on that. Just focus on the bottom half, because I just wanna. Just the head. I would need to shake the rest off of my. To shake the rust off of my deep throating skills to. And I can at least work the head. Keep cupping your balls and. Keep cucking your mouth and keep stroking the base of your cock for me and. Just leave the head to me. No, don't put the whole thing in. Don't put the whole thing in, okay? Just. No. I'd rather you rape my throat than rape my pussy, but don't. Don't rape me, just. No, I'm. Sorry, Daddy, I know this is for you. I guess even with a monster cock like yours, and even with a dick so big I want to cover my eyes to avoid the fear, I'm still a bit of a cock-hungry whore deep down, I guess. I couldn't help myself. Especially with that. On the vein that you have, the vein on the halfway down the shaft, the way it crosses over, I just had to lick it. I'm so sorry for sucking your cock without your permission, Daddy. Show me how to properly please your cockhead now. Oh, I wanted to taste it. Thank you for letting me taste it. Thank you for being so gentle with me, Daddy. Thank you for not raping me with your monster cock, Daddy. But please, please, please that cockhead for me. Move your hand to just the tip. Just work the tip in the head. The tip, the head, the glands, the underside, right where it's most sensitive. Just slip your hand up and down, up and down, up and down, quick and hard, over the place where it feels best. I want you to come. Please let me watch you come. Please let me watch you come. Rubbing it where it feels best. Rubbing it where it feels best and running it as fast as you like. Stroking and gripping it like you're just trying to coax the cum to flow faster. Oh god, it's really hard to watch. I bet it's even hotter to watch. I bet it's really hot to watch you come, so please, please come. Please don't put it in me. Please don't put it in me. Please do whatever you have to do to make yourself come. I wanna see it. I wanna taste it, Daddy. If you come, if you empty those heavy balls of that thick load, I promise I will lick it off of your skin like a good little slut. I promise. I want you to come. I want you to come. Come for me. Come for me. Please come for me. Please come for me. Please come for me. Please. Please. I know that I can't protect my tight little holes from you forever, but thank you for giving me just this one night of mercy. Thank you for not raping me tonight, Daddy. I hope that you still felt good.